One of the melachos in Shabbos is melachos boira. The issue of boira, all of us know, is you're not allowed to separate psoiles me'oichel, bad from good. If you take out the psoiles from the oichel, it's also to do it, even if you do it in your hands, even if you're doing it before the food, the eating, you're not allowed to. Psoiles mitoich oichel, you're never allowed to take. Oichel mipsoiles, the good out of the bad, you're allowed to take out in one condition. If you're doing it right away, before the food, and you do it in your hands. Dehainu. Psoiles mitoich oichel, you're not allowed to do, even if you do it in your hands, and even if you do it samuch la'achila. Oichel mitoich psoiles, you're allowed to, in condition that you do it samuch la'achila bayat. The remez is alemol ail meshulash. Ail, alef, yam, yud, lamed. Oichel, bayad, le'alta. Famous sefer in Chizboyer was called Ayil Meshulosh. Oichel bayad le'alto. This is the halachas of Boyer. We're not going in now to all the halachas, but today specific and the filters. Now, the second idea that we have to know before we go into filters is when you have a pitcher, right? And you have ice inside the pitcher. And you pouring out the drink, and you have on top of the pitcher like a kind of fork. It's like three pieces of plastic that block the ice to come out. Or you block it with a spoon. You know why? You know, the kid likes that all the ice will go into his cup. Yeah? The adults, or even if they like it, they understand that we need to leave the ice inside for the oil. Yeah? So, well, it could be a big nafkamina. That if you're an adult and you leave the ice inside, you're doing it because you want the ice to stay inside, not because you don't want the ice to go out. How we look at it, when I pour from the pitcher and I want the ice to stay inside, I don't like ice, okay? Make it easier, I'll speak about the person has a little bottle with scents of tea, and he pours out the tea and he wants the scents to stay inside the jar. It's considered oichel mitoich psoiles or psoiles mitoich oichel. He's taking out the drink out of the pitcher and the ice is staying inside the pitcher. What is coming out is oichel. What is staying inside the pitcher is the psoiles. If the ice is called psoiles. I'm not doing now that it's called psoiles. You want the ice to stay. The Mishnah Berurah holds it's called oichel mitoich psoiles. What pours out, this is what I want. So I'm allowed to, for the Mishnah Berurah, pour out the oichel mitoich psoiles. But if I have a pitcher, and I have ice inside the pitcher, and I want to pour out the drink out of the pitcher. L'chaur, l'fi the Mishnah Berurah, I'll be allowed to, because the Mishnah Berurah learns, we look at the thing that is coming out of the pitcher, like oichel. L'fi the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, while I pick up the pitcher, and I'm holding it, so I'm really keen to holding the ice not to come out. So I'm doing psoiles mitoich oichel. We're not learning today the halacha of the ice in the pitcher, we'll get to that later. But the problem is, even if taking out the drink out of the pitcher is oichel mitoich psoiles, but we're doing it with a pitcher. A pitcher is a keli. And with a keli, you're not allowed to do a ma'aseh breira. So even that pouring out the drink out of the pitcher, it's oichel mitoich psoiles, lefi the Mishnah Berurah. But the chura, I will not be allowed to do that because I'm boyer with a keli. So if there's a problem to do that, could be that it's also to pour out the drink, because it's oichel mitoich psailes, but a keli that is miyuad lebreira. If the pitcher has the pieces that to hold it. Right. That was when I was, a couple of years ago, I was bought in America as a hechsher, it's called OU. It's like a circle, then they make another half a circle inside. They have in Manhattan a huge building. And they have a branch in Eretz Yisrael. And they wanted me to be in charge of the branch in Eretz Yisrael. So I came to meet, I was America, I came to Manhattan to meet everyone. Abelsky was sick then, but everyone else was there. Pasha Shefer, all of them were there. I had to say Shir and the Dig. And then I went in to start. So my first question was, the Shabbos before I was staying by someone, they had a kind of wine, the Hechsher of OU, they had cherries inside. But it was made that when you pour, the cherries can't come out of the bottle. It's a very fancy bottle. They have these cherries inside the bottle, but it's made that the cherries stay inside. The bottle has very thin. So the mice says, it's a breira bekeli. Let me buy a few shachanoch harab, it's psalas mitachoichel, could be. How you give a hechsher? And the shaila was, if OU gives a hechsher only on kashas, also on Shabbos? This is the question. Moshe, the Mashgiach of OU told me that even though they give a Hechsher, OU Israel, and the Ramada Renaissance, but the salt shakers you're not allowed to use in Shabbos. Because in the salt shakers they put rice inside. If you open the salt shaker, when you go out to eat, you'll see, and you open the salt shaker, you'll find inside rice. But they do that, they don't want the salt to become hard, and then it doesn't work. So the ma'aseh, when you shake the salt shaker, the salt comes out, the rice doesn't come out, the rice is bigger. So you buy it with a keli. So maybe Rosh Hashanah holds you allowed to. And the OU really does not give a hechsher in a place if it doesn't shtim for Shabbos. They don't give a hechsher only in Hilchis Kashrus, they also give a hechsher in Hilchis Shabbos. But they didn't manage to fight the Ibn Hotel, so that part they left. So when you come, you have to know that there's a problem with the salt shakers. I'm not saying there's the only problem, but I'm telling you, the Ramana understands the Moshe is a problem. I think the Plasha fixed the salt shakers, but the Ramana, I checked it recently, it has the salt inside it. But again, I don't want to go now to what is the aces and these things. We'll try to focus today on one part that is Megen, and I want to Mevar, and that part we'll try to Mevar Mitchilo Ve'atzef. There's a musig of filtering water. Especially American Bochum come to Eretz Yisrael, they have something in the head that the water in Israel is not good. And they want to filter it. So is people that buy water, the bottles, so it's one of the klolos, memeinu bekesef shotinu, that you pay money for water. It's a klolos, memeinu bekesef shotinu. That, you know, so they told Edom, we'll pay for the water. It's called like, some people, they buy these bottles and they drink the water. Some have the water from Mayeden, and Aden water. Some people have from Switzerland, they bring water. It's different mahalchim, how to get that water. That water is not a problem. Some people have big tanks, and then you could press a button, then there is a question of using a fridge in Shabbos or not. There's a lot of it there. We're not discussing that also. We're discussing the filters. And the filter question is divided to two. In the old days, I remember I spoke to Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach. There's a kind of filter that most Bochrim use. It's like a jar. It's called Brita, Brata. I don't know exactly how they call it. What? How they call it exactly? What? Brina? But it's a plastic container. It has like a white thing. The water goes inside. The water is sifted. And you can drink the water. You're allowed to use it in Shabbos, or you're not allowed to use it in Shabbos? This was the first question. And it was two heterim that Rav Shlomo Zalman told me that you're allowed to use it in Shabbos. Heter number one was that the water, be'etzem, you could drink the water even without filtering it. Most people drink water without filtering it. Zalocha, the Gemara in Shabbos, if a person has wine and he has kismim inside the wine, little pieces of wood inside the wine. He has wine and he has kismim inside the wine. Kismim dakim. That most people could drink the wine without sifting the wine. You're allowed to sift it in Shabbos, and it's not called boira. Yain, Shem Tzlulim, Aval Pishiyesh Boi Kismim Dakim, Hoil Veroi Lishtoi Soi Belav Hochi. The Ilu, Shesh Ktsas, Sheroi Lishtoi Soi Leroi Bnei Odom. ויש מחמירים דווקא כשכולם יכולים להשתייסו כך ונסתם אלה כדי שיצולים ביועסו ויש מחמירים זאת אומרת שהוא מזעם עליה בך you have orange juice and you don't like the little pieces הויל ורוי בני אודם אז הרמי של פיינשטי says you allow to והלוכי goes weiter and weiter ומישהו, so first, יקנו לשולחנו says, ויש מחמירים. משלבו says, ויש מחמירים, דווקא כשכולם יכולים לשתות את זה. ומישהו איסטניס, ויהיה אפשר למישתה אוכי, אפשר, אף דרו בדעין של ריקב דקלל, לא ימרים אין בוטלו דייטוי ולדידי אוסו. So זה מחלקס, דהיינו. We'll take water without sifting, most people could drink. Most people drink without sifting. Yesh machmirim, it has to be that everyone drinks. I don't know how magnitude if it's everyone. What if someone is an Easternist? He's American, he can't drink Israeli water. He's allowed or he's not allowed. Mishnebu is mashma, it's a suffix. Suffolk. It's allowed or not allowed. Chaznish says it's a Suffolk, the Rabbonah, not a Suffolk, the Raisa. So some wanted to say, if you're not American, you're not Easternese, it's not a problem, you're allowed to drink it. What would be if you're Easternese? So Rabbi Yashiv said that Yitaki can't sift, that you're not allowed to use it in Shabbos. You have to know what is the getter of Easternis. A lot of the guys that are Easternis, it's still they go to the, you know, the hikes. When they go to the hikes from Yam Liyam, all of them drink, they don't all the water. Yeah? When the summer, when they have to, they drink the petal. When they go to Yeshiva camp, they drink the petal. Actually, yeah? During this month, if they drink water without sifter, they go to bed for 2 days. So I'm not so sure if it's called Easternis or not. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that you're allowed. He said this is not called Beira, it's Dimyoinis. He said, psoilus has to be something when you take it out, you see it. He says, here you don't see it. You're right. With a while, you'll see on the sifter something dark. It has to be a psoilus mitaychoich. The yoinus and mysis. He says, even that he understands. So again, Reb Nissim Karelitz from Shmuel Zalman hold you allowed to, even if you're American. Reb Eliashiv holds if you really makbid, you're not allowed to. If you really makbid, you're not allowed to. Shmuel Zalman was mesupik if someone that doesn't bother him is allowed to sift for someone that bothers him, if it's called boiler or not. And the opposite, someone that bothers him, if he's allowed to pour the cup to the guy that doesn't bother him. Shmuel Zalman was mesupik because of any idea. Yeah, the Bacher has a roommate that he mamish has to drink only his water, and that was a roommate that laughs at him the whole time. So he tells him, Chosh and Shabbos, you pour it for me. Because by you it's not boiler. So again, if you're not an Easternist, it's mutar. Even if you prefer. But you could drink it. You can drink it. So Eliashiv holds it's boiler. Avosner holds it's boiler. Shmuel Zalman and Nissim Karelitz hold that it's not boiler. Yet if it's boiler, why it's also, even that it's oichel, but and it's oichel mitoich psoilus afilu mishnevurot, right? But halacha is it's keli that is made for breire. It's worse from a pitcher. Pitcher is not made for breire. Pitcher is made for drinking. Maybe they put these three little pieces of plastic that if you have ice, it will not come out. That will have to get to. Bottle, that bottle of OU, maybe the tiger made it narrower that the cherries will not come out, yeah? But here it's a keli that is oimed lebreira. B'meila it's also. Shmuel Zalman said that it's mutter, and again, if you know yourself that in different positions you drink it, it's not a problem. Nothing that I think, even if you say that when it's, you know, you don't drink it, but if it's petal, wood petal, you drink it. So again, so the dirt doesn't bother you, you just need a little flavor. You don't care about this dirt. Then for sure, you could be saying, I'm sure Zalman, you could do it. This was till years ago. What happened recently? They have today the filters, they call it in Hebrew, Tami Alba. They call it upside down filter. They put it under the sinks, they have like three little things, and the water is filtered before it comes over to you. A lot of people have it in their house, especially Maladafna Machal in that areas. They have these filters. So a lot of people thought, the same Shaila. Meika Radin Yolautu, if you mamish a istanis, machlekes. What happened? The problem with these filters, and they could be in the water machine of Yeshiva, they have these filters. The way the filters work, they take coals, and the water goes through coals. What they have inside these boxes, different coals, you know, clean coals, black ones, but the water goes in, hecham, you know, when the old trains went with, yeah, I don't know. And the water goes through it, and it catches all of the dirt. They have two kinds. They have a kind that is made like a roll. You see, like a roll. That roll is hundreds of pages of this coals wrapped around. And the water kilo passes through all of the pages. So all these pages together have a huge face. If you spread them, it's called a huge face. Space. So the water passes so much, and that is the way it catches all the dirt. And you have the other ones that are made from little pieces of coals. The water goes in and comes out. Some of them have in the necks like a lot of different little balls of the kind of chemicals. Again, the water gets into the balls and comes out. And here came a new shaila. When the water goes in, to that place. Now the water is mixed with coals. No one could drink it like that. Now when the water comes out of that place, you're kilbayecha. When the water was before it went into the sifter, it was nice water. Inside the sifter, even in this baranda, how you call it, take that thing and break it. What do you find inside? You will not find the sifter that you put in the Pesach. What is inside that white piece that makes the water good? What is the secret? Well, it's sugar there. What makes it good? It's a kind of coals or a kind of chemicals. The water gets mixed to them and gets sifted out. When it's sifted out, the dirt and the minerals that don't have to come out stick to that place. And when they stick to that place, they come out clean. When they stick to that place, they come out clean. This is the koyach of this sifter. So now the shaila became that lechura, when the water is mixed inside that place, you can't drink it. He's mixed with pieces together. While the water is mixed with pieces together, and you can drink them, now when it comes out from there, you're a real baya. So this really brings us to another aloch and shulchan aruch. A person has a sifter, and he has shmorim. What is shmorim? Is the grapes that the, you know, the bottom of the wine that are left after you squeeze out the wine from them, the grape juice. A person has water and he wants it to have a flavor of wine. So what he does? He has a sifter. He has the shmorim. As aloha, you're allowed to in Shabbos pour water. The water goes through the shmorim and comes out. The chori yibaya. What is the heta? Yibaya. Shin yutes yiftes. Meshameres shitluyum erev Shabbos. Muto liten ala amayim kidi shiachzer utzlulim losuf. Otzolayim. והמים יזורו ממיצס מן היין, והטעם שאימי לצל עצמיים משום בוירר, שהמים שהוא נויסן צלולי מהם, ואין בהם דובר שצורך לבורר. מוטר לידם בשב עצמיים לגבי שמור. So you allowed to. שאלה, what is the heter? למה יש לי בוירר? למה יש לי בוירר? פרק די פרימי גודי. אף שהוא בוירר את המים, הרי הוא בוירר את היין. שאף על פי שהמים יסערו עם השמורים, אין יסו בריר, זאת בחזניש. Why? It's not called a mice brayer. The water was clean. It just went through it and came out. זאת בחזניש. This is the reason a person has a sink. And he has a little sifter on top of the sink. So the water, you're allowed to, because you could drink it really without sifting it. Slowly, slowly, on top of the sifter, it gets full with dirt. So when you open the water, it really gets mixed up with the dirt, and then it comes out. Then it's a real bayah. So the chazanish, you're allowed to. So because of that, a lot of people wanted to pass in. So you're allowed to use the sifters. Again, if you're not allowed to sift because you're Eastern, you're American, that you're spoiled and you can't. So we have machlekes from Shemazaman or Bariashi if it's called Bayo. If you call the Easternis, well, we say it's nothing. But legabi the dirt, legabi the fact that it's inside pieces of filter, and when it's inside the filter, you can't drink. that chalik that is inside the filter, and while it's inside the filter, you can't drink. That chalik, it's not halacha in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to pour water on top of the mishameres, and it will come out. The Shaila Be'etzim, what is the Lomdus? Why it's Mutar? Lemaisa it's Boyer. What is the Lomdus? So we say, it's not called the Maisa Breir, what they were mixed inside here. It's like Meshameretz. Okay. Zong in the Poiskim, now listen carefully. This is Mutar when you open a tap, and the water goes through the dirt and comes out. So we say, even though when the water is inside the dirt and mixed with the dirt, it's boira, but because it was clean before, if we call the water clean, it gets dirty and then it stays clean, it's mutter. But they say like this, you have a sink. You open, people have filters, they have like three boxes of filter, and then you have the tap. When you open the tap, the water goes through the three containers of filter. Now you close the tap. The water inside here now is mixed together with the dirt. Now that water is sitting. After 5 minutes, when you open the water again goes through the filter. The chulin has to be also. When you have dirt, a tap, and you have a little sifter and it's dirt, when you open the water, it's clean, it goes through the dirt and it comes out, you say it's not a maisa breira, they're just passing it through the filter. It's passing it through the filter. But, in a case that the water was already sitting inside the filters, and now you're opening the tap, it's water that is inside the filter. L'chura, that water, you buy it. So you'll not be allowed to open the tap. That is the reason they wanted to come and answer it. And that's it. This is what happens in this Bertha machine. This is what has inside the plastic, has that little pieces. So this is the reason the Me'orim, and they came out with a letter from Nissen Karelitz. That could be, it's a Be'orim very ice. Bekeli. And you'll be not allowed to do that. Now, some filters are not pieces, it's like the roll. The roll is easier because it's not mixed with the water. If a person has his hand inside a back of the water, you'll have to take out the end. Why is that boil? It's not mixed. It's a roll, and it's water, it's not called mixed. But when the pieces of the pecham are little pieces, and the water is mixed inside, so if you pour it through, it's not a problem. But if the water is sitting there, it could be a problem. And then they took out a letter. Yes, Rifani, that could be a chash. From Beira. So what we do before we get to the Beira? First, we'll speak about these machines. Second, the chulin has to be also. So if the water was not sitting there, you take a Berta machine, and you pour the water, in the beginning it's not a problem, it goes straight away. However, in these machines, you close the tap, the water is inside. So some rabbanim mastered it. what you do. You come to a person, you invite him for Shabbos meal, and you look, you ask him if he has a filter, you say yes, you ask him what kind, he says, I don't know. There's something very nice if you're allowed to use the water. So what do you do? What is the eitz? So the Rabbanim give a eitz. It's like a tchil, but if you're stuck, for sure it's a good eitzah, and I know a lot of frum people are mad on that. You open the tap for 1 minute and you let the water to run. It's boirer le'ibud. Boirer le'ibud is not called a breyer. You don't make a difference. And after a second, you could use it. This is what the Rabbanim wanted to come with the AIDS. And the Maise, if you come to such a place and you're not so sure about the filter, the best AIDS is Alamol, to open the tap, let it run a little bit, and then to use it. Some Rabbanim did not like it, and this is the AIDS that I'm saying Aloch Lemaise to do. If you have such a filter. But if you're masup, you have a water machine. And again, I'm not going now osur muter, but it has a filter, not water from Gan Eden. Stop. Water, they tell you, is a good filter here. Yeah? Shabbos, we're speaking together on the Shabbos issues. You don't know what kind of filter they have. Open it, let it to run a little bit, and then use it. This is the AIDS. Why I'm not saying, wow, it's givaldik lekatchila. Because the Rabbanim say lekatchila, some say it's not an eitzah. Not a nochashim Rabbanim. I know some yeshivas in America have it, and it's a sign, when you open, let it run a little bit. Last time that I spoke was years ago, it was a couple of bachur from that yeshiva. I just don't remember for sure, so I don't want to say. When it's a sign, open, I'll be. I don't remember who. Open, let it run a little bit, and then you can use it. Some say that it doesn't help. It's not called. You can't do such a bayir and say it's bayir le'ibud. Guys, the bayir le'ibud that the Gemara says is not called a meloche. What they explain, I'm not saying psikresha de lo nichale. That is also to do in Shabbos. Now I'll put on the light. I don't need it. I'll just put on the light. Yeah, I don't need it. I'll shut the light. I don't need it. I'll close my eyes. I don't need it. Here we're discussing that the chefze of maise boirer is for using. The Gemara says if you have a pickle, it's filled with water, and you squeeze it, you're allowed to. The Gemara says, I don't need the water. So it's not called a maise breyer. Not everything is called a maise breyer. Hoylech le'ibud. Not everything is called maise breyer. But some wanted to claim that Be'etzem it's not a boiler on the water. If you're pouring the water and you don't want the water, now I'm asking you a question. You want all the coals to run away or you want it to stay? You want the filter to the pieces to disappear also or you want the pieces to stay? So you really want that the pieces will stay. So you also boil the pieces to stay inside. If the filter will open and the water pieces will disappear, you could buy a new filter. So you want, you write that I don't need the water now, but I need the pieces to stay. So I am boiler. I know, when a person is barely able, he doesn't care. Here, not only doesn't care, he wants to stop the pieces. If you will see the machine will open, he will stop the tap right away. 1 second, I have to put a sifter to save the pieces. So, this is the reason some Rabbanim say the Heta is not a Heta. Why? It sounds so good, so why I said that I'm passing that it's mutter. Because they say, we don't have a first halachas on that. It's not that I'm saving the pieces. The pieces are here. The pieces are here. I'm not saving them I'll put it down like this. I don't care that everything will stay. Boirer would be if I want the pieces to stay without the water. I don't care that everything will stay. I need the water to come out because I need more water to come in. But when I'm trying to stop it, I'm not trying to stop pieces without water. From my point, then the water to stay a little bit and then to change. A breira is when you don't want, you want to have this piece by you. And you want to separate him from the water. More for that. And they say such a givaldic emes. It will never be without water. It will be with the new water. The pieces will never be separate from water. They every time have fresh water. The person has a fish. He plays with him inside the water. He's not boiling. He's just moving him. I'm taking out this water and putting more water. The pieces are mixed with water the whole time. It's not like I'm saving pieces like a person is trying to save pieces. This is what the OU was trying to answer on their Bible. They were saying, where is the Beirach exactly? It's not that someone cares that the cherries will come out. The whole beauty is that the cherries stay inside the bottle. If you don't want the cherries to come out, but they don't care the cherries will really come out. The whole idea is that it's nice that we want them to stay inside. And when they stay inside, they stay with wine. We're not trying to separate them from the wine. If you don't want cherries to go into your bottle, then it's boil. But if the whole idea is the bottle stays choshev, there's cherries inside. Right away the cherries will go away, and God's choshev in the bottle will leave. Not that someone cares to drink a cherry inside his bottle. It's cool, but they have a bottle with cherries. So then again, I'm not trying to separate cherries from water. I don't care that the cherries... Again, I'm not speaking about that bottle. Maybe a little bit down again. I want to go back to the boil. So again, le'achar ra'il, if you come to such a place, the eitzah is to open. I don't know if you have a suffolk, you come to your parents in a place, you have a suffolk, if it's a filter, that could be a problem if Shabbos. So I'm saying again, if you hold it, you cannot drink the water in your istanis gamul, it doesn't help. If you mean it, much the guy asks you to pour him. You have a birthday machine, and you pour it. And you know he's a spoiled bacher. You take the water yourself. I can't serve you because I'm not spoiled. I mean, it's not boiler, but you is boiler. You want him semach from his almond that is dimyonis. You give him semach, but I don't want to pour for you because from my point, you're a person that is called boiler for. But we're speaking now. If a person comes and they have these filters, so the Rabbani wanted to say that it could be a shayla from boiler, and the eight says to let it to run a little bit, so it's a boiler leibut. Subsecretion, the way Nichalei, the Rabbanon, Boyer Leibut, the Mele Yerlap. Till here, it's easy. Now we go back to this Bertha machine. It's the jar, and they say most of the times in China, the jar in the plastic, it's mixed with pieces of coals. It's mixed together with pieces of coals. What we do b'chai gavna? What we do b'chai gavna? It's mixed with pieces. So we said, again, we're not speaking about the people that hold that you're allowed to, that's not called b'ira. It's not called b'ira. But now we said, forget about it. If it's called b'ira because you can't sift water in Shabbos, I don't have a hate. We're speaking of people that hold that it's not called b'ira in Shabbos because you can really drink water. They're just doing it because they want extra clean. But now the problem is, when they put the water inside this bertha, now it's mixed with the coals. So in the tap, we said, you open the tap, you let it to run through. Here, now the question is, you have that machine. I don't know what kind of ones you have in your deer. But most of them are this size, right? Most of them, I think the tap is like dark white. Right? It has like a little piece. If you fill it up water under the level of the piece, it's no problem. Because when you pour the water in, it's clean, goes through the coals, and right away it's okay, the water is okay. and shum baya. Some rabbanim are mesupek, what would be if the pitcher is full till the top? In that case, that the water is full till the top, the metziah says that inside the filter place is water that is mixed with pieces. You know, there's a rule in water, you know, the water straightens it up. I don't know how they call it in English and Hebrew. It's a word for it. If you put water on one side of a cup, it goes up to the other, you know, it's straight. It doesn't, you can't fill up a half a cup. The water stands straight. So when you fill up water, it goes back into the filter, right? This means a lot of people, if you leave it like this for a long time, it can get mamish bugs. Because the filter, the water is standing inside the filter. Right? You pour the water through the filter. It goes down to the pitcher, to the jar. Now, if it's full till the top, so the metziah says that some water is standing again inside the place. Now when you pour out water from the pitcher, what happens is some water is coming out from that mix. You're allowed or you're not allowed? The Ochr Shabbos wants the timer that even so you'll be allowed. And again, I'm not going in now to that shaila, but just, I'll use a mashal. A person takes a potato out of a chunk. Takes the potato and he sticks it into the chunk. Now, some liquid of the potato trips in between the pieces of the fork, right? The teeth of the fork have space. You're allowed or you're not allowed? I'm not going now to use a salad that has a spoon with holes that the liquid will come out. It's another shayl. But the halacha is, if you a person is serving his animal, and he takes a nap of a kvoa, he wants to give the animal to eat. The ma'aser, when he picks it up, some things of the psalas become mevura. It's not called the ma'aser breire. And breire is a ma'aser breire. So they claim, vile, if we look at this machine that is not called breire when you pass the water inside, even now the mitzvah is that the water is over the level, you're not oisik in breire of that water. You're right, that the water will come down, will come up. You passed all the water through the sifter. What happens, it's full, so the water is coming back in. I don't know if you could be saying Mechanet. So I will say like this. I'll divide it to two. To fill it up till the top, I think it's a problem in Shabbos. Because then you're really filling up that area, and only later you'll pour it out, and here you can't do Le'ibud. If you filled it up regular, just when you move it, it goes back a little bit, it goes back in a little bit, or you know, you filled it up and then someone put some pieces of ice and it went back up. Then we look at it that it's not a ma'aser breire. Poof, it's inside the sifter. It's not, you're not oisik in a ma'aser breire. But if you're mesader it, then you're allowed to. This batsim shaila was again in America when they had the whole shaila if it's bugs in the water or not. So a lot of rabbanim gave a etzah, some do till today, to put a kind of filter over the water, kind of cloth under the tap. It was the same shayla if you're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not. If it's called Boyri or not. Most rabbanim hold that you're allowed to. Why? Well, you could drink the water without that. It's not called Boyri. Some said no. But if you choishish that it's shkotzim. So the shittoscho, you're not allowed to drink the water. So if the shittoscho, you're not allowed to drink the water. So we have to know. Most people, not Jewish, drink the water. I want to explain what I mean to say. It's the same shayla we got in Pesach. You know, people put that little cloth for Pesach. The shayla is, you think Chomes is coming out, you boil. Chazni says, because Beikar Adin, you don't have to do it, so it's okay. Everyone puts it out, and no one takes it off for Shabbos. Chazni says, you're allowed. Because it's only a Chumra, it's not called Boyer. Al Derech, though, what we said, and we see in Boyer that something that regularly you're allowed to use, and regular people use it, it's not called a Maisa Boyer. Here in Bugs, what happened in America was, some people claim that in every cup they see 5-6 bugs moving around. Yeah, not, it's not the shirt and that tablet, if it's true or not, if it's called bugs, something that you can't see or not. So some of them said, if it's for sure bugs, and every cup is not allowed to drink, so the mamish is boiled. And some said, like I'm sure Zaman Rebach, that first some say, fault it's a chumra. Every human being, chutz from the hilchus iso, they will drink it. The psoilus here doesn't stop you to drink it. It's a lochadiki issue that you have a shayla if you're allowed to drink it or not. So you write that you're taking out what al pi alocha you're not allowed to drink, but to call it psoilus, to make the water that you're fixing the water, it's not called fixing the water. So I'm saying, Legabi chometz, we have a mesayro from the Chazanish that it's not a problem. Legabi the bugs, the achroa is, if it's for sure bugs, if Chas v'Shalom one day you'll hear that there's bugs in the water, and you have to sift up the aloha, the rabbonim are choishesh. If it's only like sofek, rumus, shmuas, chumras, then the Chazanish said, you don't have to be choishesh to boil. Now, one more hisafin. Again, when I spoke to Moshe Zamer, he said that this beretta is mutter because he only discussed legabi the etzim water, legabi that it's getting mixed inside. I think they didn't have the metzias in front of them, how the sifter works. They told us like a piece, water goes through the piece, but it's one piece. It's not called mixed. And again, some of the machines could be different. The Pshamazal and Shmir Shabbos brings a heta that is called the salt shaker. He holds that salt shaker is not called Baila. This is the way you eat. You use a salt shaker. It's not called Keli. It's called the Yad. Keli also lebreire is a Keli that you boil. The salt shaker is a Keli that you salt and then you eat right away. Val, it's a keli that you use right away. Shemazal wanted to say that it's mutter. Fidem Morgan Avron. I'm saying Fidem Morgan Avron because the Fidish Chanor Harav, and this is what I want to explain to you. I was speaking of salt shaker, even though I want to speak of the beretta. I'm not going into the salt. Again, the velt has a machmir not to use the salt shaker if it has rice inside. Shemazal wanted to say that it's mutter. Why? Because I'm bayir the oichel mitech abseilus. It's not called keli. It's a small thing that is made for using. The same thing he wanted to claim when you have that little tea thing that it makes sense inside. Same problem. And you pour out the tea. So the top, in the beginning, is a lot of liquid on top, and the pieces on the bottom. It's not a problem. When you come to the last edge and you drip, and it's like stuff on the bottom, it's bayir. Because I wanted to say, it's a keli that with that you serve the tea. It's not keli she'osu lebreira. Again, it only helps if we look at the tea that is coming out, or we look at the salt, but if we hold a shechono charav, that when you hold something, it's called that you're taking the psoilis out of the oichel, then it's no heta. Just in the regular sifters, you're not holding it in your hand. You're opening the tap. So then for sure we only look what's coming out. But in a salt shaker and a beretta machine, that you hold the machine in your hand, the finish of Hanon Haram is Pseis B'tei Reichel, and then you don't have a heta. And then you don't have a heta. But if we hold the Mishnebur, then it's called Oichel B'tei Pseis. So some of them wanted to claim that this beretta machine is also something that you just use before you eat. And it could be that there's a kula that you're allowed to use it. It's hard to know how to look at it. I think you have to be a real American to know if it's like a salt shaker or it's really like a machine that sifts the water for a while. I want to explain myself. You say a salt shaker has salt for a long time, but it doesn't sift the salt. What is a salt shaker? You put salt inside, and every time before I want to eat, I shake it, and it goes through the little holes. And then it sifts for me. Same thing, the pitcher. The water is inside, and when I want to drink, the pitcher pitches for me. Right? It catches it in the edge. The pitcher, the problem of the pitcher is the edge of the pitcher, that when the water comes out, he's using a boira. Then when I drink, a salt shaker, when I shake. This bread machine is not sifting when you pour the drink. You pour the water into the tap, it goes through the filter, and now it's ready for you to use. Could be you cannot use the svara of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It's not like a cave. You write that it's on the table to drink. But what Rav Shlomo Zalman said is like a tea, a sifter of a tea. You pour and you make the tea and you drink the tea. Here, it's not when you drink. You go to the tap, you fill it up, and we have it on the table. It could be for one meal, it could be for two meals. Because people, you come, it's half full in the fridge. The salt shaker is also standing the whole day. Again, but he's not salt shaker yet. The boiler of the salt shaker is le'achile. And you eat. You drink. You serve. There is the boiler. There, Rav Shlomo Zalman claimed this is not called keli. What is called keli ha'osui is a keli that is osui le'breira. Here, if they would have a sifter that mamish before you drink. Again, why I'm saying it in a better, on a sink, when you have these things that are dear, it's hard to say that it's for drinking. Even that's when you open the sink. But the sink is not open, you don't drink from the sink. You can fill up a pot to cook. You can fill up a container to make tea. You're right, you can fill up a cup to drink. You can wash your hands. The sink is not a kli achila. The tap is a place where the water is passing for the house. This is a kli achila. It's on the table. But I'm saying, this is what some wanted to say. Again, they wanted to be mitzarif. Why are we saying all these things? Because in the old days, some claimed that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you're allowed to, he was using all these kulas. That it's not a real, again, they didn't know that it's mixed. And he hold that Eastern is. And the Mele, and he hold you can't see it. And it's a Kaelin. And the Mele, it's Mutter. But today that we're discussing, that could be it's mixed together in the pieces, it could be a Shailev Bayer. You have to know all the water coolers that are in places. Again, we're not discussing this week the electricity Shailev, the Shabbat Shailev Shabbat. But most of them have filters. See outside, like a blue yeshiva, something like a blue big box. It's like a filter. You have to know, a lot of time these filters, I know myself, I opened the filter in my house once after a couple of years, it's mamish dirt, disgusting there. So again, the shaila is, maybe the water is mixed, and when you take it out, it could be a shaila. So like we said, in these places, the eitz is to open it for a little bit, to let the water to run, and then to use it.
Why can't the Heinrich leave a house even if you are an instance, or if there are bugs? The people that makes it bigger.